All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend, Roger Quindell. You know, Roger, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, invoked 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. And I'm sure many congressmen and women accepted that, and they believe that our nation should be doing more, and that Joe Biden is the reason that all of this is going on. And, you know, I still say at a time like this, Roger, this is a critical juncture in the history of our nation, and people shouldn't minimize this. And I understand they're watching those the Ukrainians being bombed, and it's heartbreaking. And you know, they show I don't know how many times when that hospital was bombed, and they showed a mother lose her baby. She died and the baby died. And so the American people emotionally are spent. But to invoke 9/11 in Pearl Harbor, Roger, should our nation be looking at it from that perspective?
No. And the other thing is, we've got a military right now that less than 0.5% of the population serves in. So it's a tiny fraction of our population, because most people won't do it. I mean, I know one solution to mindless, unnecessary wars is to make everyone serve in the military. I guarantee you, we would be much more careful about it if it was their children. But the power, the power brokers, the people running things, their kids almost, you know, not all, but the vast majority of them avoid all of this. You know, they don't understand what it is. But also, you know, the world is not a easy place, and we're doing a lot for Ukraine, and I'm happy for them. I mean, I'm glad that we're trying to help them against this, because it's pretty insane what Putin's done. But he's getting the backlash against it, even in his own country, and it's not clear what he's doing, if he's even sane anymore, because he's pretty paranoid, as far as I can tell. But the idea that we're going to go in and liberate someone, or we're going to escalate this to another level, if they tell me they're going to escalate it to another level, Congress, all these people want it, and their kids are going to go serve, then I'd take it seriously. But if it isn't worth your kids' lives and your kids' injuries, then why is it worth other people's? And we can help them. And it was really tough to watch this stuff. But hell, I mean, I still remember coming home, and I got guns pulled on me twice in the first 6 hours out of Vietnam. Twice. Within a year, I got the FBI on my door, because my personal experience was the war was wrong. And I hated the Arvids, our allies. I just despised them. Not the soldiers, but the officers. They had a desertion rate of 400%. Can you imagine trying to help people who won't serve, and then the other side? People serve for 10 years, 12 years. They're not done till the war's done. You know, and now they're a big ally, a trading partner.
You know, Roger, what has always puzzled me with all of this, when we're talking about the war and those kinds of wars and those kind of things, is they used to send 18-year-old children. And that's really what you are at 18 years old. Send them into the wars and draft them, and they're expendable, and make them fighting machines. And the best thing I think they ever did was stop doing the draft and sending 18-year-old kids, you know, to fight these wars, because the kids never were able to understand why they were doing that. If they were old enough to understand and had things to lose, I don't think they would have been so easily, you know, kind of, I'm going to use the term, brainwashed into, you know, halfway around the world fighting for a war that in many instances should have never occurred. Now, you know, Zelensky talking about Pearl Harbor and again, 9/11. And there are many Americans, as I said before, over 30% of Americans who think we need to be engaged in this war. And none of them can say why, other than it doesn't look good. You know, yeah. I mean, go ahead.
No, we've been in wars where you just can't believe, you know, the fiercest, toughest fighters in the, you know, probably some of the toughest fighters ever were the Vietnamese who fought us, and the weakest, worst officers ever were our allies. And I could tell you despicable stories about Arvin officers, our allies, what the officers did, because they bought their positions. That's how they became officers, many of them, and they were corrupt. They had some good ones in special units, but the base, they were just criminals. And they ran drugs, they ran prostitution, they ran all that. And I didn't know that, and I didn't see it till I got sent back the second time, and I was around villages. But I just think people who think war, that we should get involved in these things. We can help them. We should do what we can. But it's their fight. And the fact is, this is going to, if you think Russia's a basket case economically currently, it's just going to get worse and worse by this. This is just going to drag their economy into the sewer. And basically all they have is they export oil and they export wheat. They don't make anything that people want. They can't sell any of their product. They make war. They make weapons. They're good at that. They have some good equipment. But this is a monstrous miscalculation by Putin, and he's going to pay the price eventually. And I just think it's a disaster for them, and for us to go in with our troops or with making it crystal clear that we become the enemy would be a tragic mistake, you know. And I don't know how long the Russians will keep going with this, but they already have protests. They already have, they thought this was a 2 or 3 day trip, and it's turned out to be something else. And I think we should, you know, it's crazy for us to think we should engage in another war.
You know, Roger, with the conversation on whether or not China begins to help Russia financially and also militarily on the table. I don't think these people who say, yes, we need to get involved in this, have no concept that this can very easily lead to World War III. And I think many of us probably believe that there would never be a World War III. But this is as close, I think, as we've been at any given time, right now. And so all of these thoughts that people are having right now, I just think that the American people who have not been in the theater of war like you have, it's real easy to say, let's go get them, as if it's some kind of sporting outlet. You know what I mean?
We're talking about nuclear weapons. I mean, Nixon about using them, but he didn't. But nuclear weapons, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you know, the only two examples ever used were just devastated. Like every building, you know, 100,000 people gone in one flash. And those are small bombs.
Right.
Radiation for decades. You know, I still remember all the people wearing masks in Japan, you know, because the air, the pollution and the radiation, you know, it was just it was just awful. And you just, you know, we had just fought them 20 years before, and I felt sorry for them, you know, that they had to go through all this. And they were the aggressors and stuff. But I think war is just such a waste of human endeavor. If you think about what we could do with war machinery, we could rebuild our bridges and give us a high-speed trains and give us modern schools recreational facilities for kids. We could do a lot with it. We already spend so much on war, and it's at the expense of so many Americans who don't make it. We got a lot of people who are really wealthy, and, you know, we got the richest people in earth, you know, in this country. But in terms of what goes down to the so many of Americans, then we complain about the results of that. And, you know, you work with kids. These kids don't, they don't have a concept of a future. And without that, you know, it's hard to focus yourself, and you've got to give them, got to inject something in it. But every
Roger, Roger, if you can hang around for one more segment, I want to hear your best case to let the listeners know why this is not our fight, and you know, and why Roger, we got to go to a break.
You can't go
Roger,
away. Okay.
Roger.
Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. When we come back, yeah, yeah, we got to go to a quick break.
That's what we run on.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. My good friend Roger Quindell is on the line. Vietnam veteran. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.